Welcome to 'Cause We're Nerds, the podcast that covers trends in new releases in comics, movies, video games, board games, and much more. I'm your host, Caleb, and with me is my wife, Courtney.
Hello, everyone!
The summer movie craze is here, and that means it's time for movie madness. From now until July, we'll be reviewing a newly released movie nearly every week. Today, we're discussing Hellboy. Does this low-budget reboot live up to the originals? Is it able to stand on its own? And does the R rating make it a heck of a time? Find out on this week's episode of 'Cause We're Nerds. Courtney is laughing hysterically. She almost busted it while I was trying to do the intro. You're not going to say anything?
I didn't know if I was allowed to start. Yep.
Yeah, we're talking.
Okay, I didn't know.
Where Welcome.
Thanks. Jacob, this is your fault.
Yeah, so full transparency here. I am exhausted. I've been working a conference all week, and Jacob was supposed to go see this movie, and I was supposed to do this episode with him, and he didn't because he said, I don't know, he made some excuse, life or whatever. Don't you know you're supposed to blow that stuff off for fun?
Is this movie fun?
Oh boy. We'll get to it.
I can say this. This episode should be better.
Better than what? What?
Than going to see the movie.
Okay. Make sure you speak up.
Let's just take that out.
Here we go. I'm not editing this, so anything you're saying is just going to end up in the show. So,
oops.
Yeah. Hey. All right, now. Courtney just hit the mic. Now, Jacob's going to be editing this, so Jacob, if you so feel inclined, take that out. But otherwise, everyone just got their ears blown off. Okay. So we're here to talk about this Hellboy reboot. Just like always, we're going to do spoiler-free and then spoilers. However, the spoiler-free section is going to be rather short this time. Because I got a lot to say about this movie. And it's just going to be way easier to spoil it. Also, it doesn't matter if we spoil it, because this movie is bad. Not good. Courtney, what do you think?
I completely agree. It was a horrible movie.
Yeah, I had expectations for this movie before going into it. However, right before I went into it, I saw a bunch of headlines saying how bad this movie was, and any expectations I had really right there and then dropped out. And so going into this movie, I had actually fairly low expectations compared to what I did previously.
I really didn't have any expectations going in. I guess I expected it to be just as good or hopefully better than the original.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you'd given me that heads up about the reviews. But sitting through the movie, all I could think was, is I could be doing so many more things right now than wasting my time doing this.
Yeah, so let's start off with the obvious. The CGI is pretty horrendous in this movie. And I don't mean, like, the CGI characters, because it's a low-budget movie. Whatever, they don't have to look photoreal. There are times where you can literally see the green outline around the actors, and they're just running in front of a green screen. It's painfully obvious. There's one moment in particular I'll point out later. I thought the acting overall was pretty bad, too. What did you think about that?
Yeah, I didn't really, like, no one stood out as an amazing actor or actress. Really nothing stood out.
Yeah.
As in great.
For me, I liked David Harbour, however you pronounce his name, the new guy playing Hellboy. I liked him. I think the material he was given was kind of poor. And I liked Ian McShane as Daddy Hellboy, but again, the material they had to work with wasn't great. The makeup on Hellboy, I also had an issue with. It looks fine, but when you see it in motion, it is way more restrictive than the makeup they put on Ron Perlman. There's times where it doesn't even look like his lips are moving. anything above his eyes, like his forehead, doesn't look like it moves at all. I think it really hurts his performance.
Yeah, you can't see the emotion being portrayed on his face and everything like that. I would agree.
Yeah. Now, all that said, to me, while those things are pretty bad, it pales in comparison to the main problem this movie has, which is the really, really very poor screenwriting. I mean, like, it feels like they got someone out of... It feels like they got a sophomore in college, gave them the script, and then they got five other sophomores, and each had them write a script, and they got a freshman to put them all together.
That's really brutal.
Yeah, it's... there are things in this movie I liked, I will say. Because we talked about this a little bit after the movie, and you were saying how bad it was, and I was saying it had good stuff in it. And it does, a few good things, but overall, it's bad, and the writing is one of those things. It's meandering. As you said, it doesn't have a clear direction. It jumps back and forth. If I had a dollar every time they did a flashback for someone, I'd be rich. There's so many flashbacks in this movie, and I don't even know.
Yeah. It definitely struggled with the clear direction of, like, it just couldn't handle juggling world building, relationship building, and then actual storyline.
Yeah. And it also feels, I think I told you this, it feels like they let a 14-year-old make all the decisions for the movie, because this is an R-rated movie. The other two were PG-13, so an R rating gives you more freedom to do what you want. To me, an R rating for Hellboy says, all right, let's do more horror stuff, because that lends itself very well to Hellboy as a character. Mm-hmm. And the horror stuff in this movie is very, very light. There's a couple of things I did like that were horror-esque that I'll get to in spoilers, but the vast majority of it was more fantasy-based. And there are, I guess, some scary things they tried that weren't scary. It almost felt like they were undermining themselves with the tone they were setting, because some of it was kind of jokey. That combined with the pretty terrible CGI. Like, there's a point where someone's head gets hit, cut open, and it just erupts with CGI blood. Like, not remotely anywhere near what would actually happen if that happened, and it looks bad, and it's just going everywhere, and it's just, it's gore for gore's sake, but it's not even good gore. It's like really bad over the top stuff, and it's not supposed to be funny. If you're gonna do gore, do it for effect, do it for, yeah, that's awesome, do it for scare, or, you know, the feeling that this is something horrible happening. I think our light just got brighter. That was super weird. but don't do it like this, because this feels undercooked, underbaked, and raw in the middle.
Yep, pretty much sums it up. So can we go into spoilers now?
Yes. Let's go into spoilers now. So, like I was saying, if you haven't seen this, don't. I don't know a ton about Hellboy. Most of my Hellboy knowledge comes from the Ron Perlman movies, which I know aren't super accurate. But even if you're a big Hellboy fan, I would find it very difficult to believe that you actually enjoyed this movie. So, really, I mean, there's no reason to shut it off. You shouldn't watch this movie. So just listen to us rip it apart for a while.
I mean, if you're a fan, there's a good chance that they have characters in there that you might enjoy, but I'm not really one to say that movies are bad. I don't have the critical eye of Leb. I just kind of enjoy them. They don't have to be amazing. They don't have to be awesome. If they're decent, I'll most likely enjoy them. I didn't enjoy this one at all. But maybe if you're a fan of him, you might find characters or whatever that you enjoy seeing put on screen.
So, you've seen the first one. Did you see the second one?
I think so.
Okay. How did you feel this overall compared to the first two?
So, I liked the first two, as in they were decent movies. So my expectation was that this new one would be a decent movie, or potentially better because of when it's being made and all this other stuff, and just how far superhero type movies have come from then to now. I had a higher expectation of that. But as in comparing, I don't really know how I would compare them. Like, when I think of the first two, like, Hellboy was more jokey.
Mm-hmm.
You don't really get that in the new as much. Like, he doesn't make as many jokes and stuff like that. He isn't as witty, in my opinion.
Yeah, I'd agree with that.
But I don't know. It's been a while since I've seen them, so it's kind of hard to compare. And I feel like they're very different.
Kind of. Like, to me, it wasn't different enough. I know that from what I've heard from people that have actually read the comics, the first two movies were not accurate in the sense that they were very much set in cities and urban places. The comics are more set in ancient areas, ruins, fields and stuff. And I think that this movie went towards that direction.
Yeah, they tried.
They tried, but it doesn't feel like they tried to embrace the comic book characterization of Hellboy. It feels mm-hmm. like this is a sterilized version of Ron Perlman's performance.
That's fair. I could see that.
It feels very similar. Except maybe he's not as confident in this.
No, and that could be part of the whole, like, makeup and not showing his emotions and stuff like that. Because I do know that this actor does a really great job. He's been in good sci-fi stuff. I mean, he's from Stranger Things.
Yeah.
So I know he has the capability of it. But I didn't come out wanting to see it again. I would watch at least the first one of the original. I don't remember the second one too well, but I'm pretty sure I've seen it.
Yeah. The makeup, too, you were mentioning that again. I said the design's fine, which is true. But, like, in the first 5 or 10 minutes, there's a scene where they're filing down his horns.
Mm-hmm.
And there's a couple times his horns touch things. And you can totally see the makeup moving on him. Like,
oh, really?
The horns aren't anchored to him. It feels very loose. It feels like they could fall out. It doesn't even really look like they're properly, like, the transition from skin to horn, that doesn't look good either.
Oh, yeah, I agree. It doesn't, like, flesh. It's not fleshed out well.
Yeah, it doesn't look natural.
Like,
Yeah, even compared to, like, deers or whatever. Like, there's precedent for this in nature. We say it a lot. And it just looks bad. Okay, so the characters. So there are too many characters in this movie, to be honest.
Agreed.
Way too many characters in this movie. But there's a couple of main characters. We got Hellboy, we got his little psychic sister, sidekick person. We got Asian dude. What?
They have names.
I don't know their names.
I don't either. Continue.
And I don't need to take up the brain space to remember their names. We got Asian dude, who the trailers make you think is on his team, and they've got this fun banter, but he's really not until the very end.
True.
And that's like the team. There's no Abe Sapien in this movie, although he is one of the cliffhangers at the end. And out of those three, like I said, Harbor he's fine. He's okay. I wish he had better material. The other two, I really just don't care for at all. I thought both of them were very bad actors. I thought the Asian dude, the deep kind of, I'm a cool guy. Look at me. I'm moody. Ah, yeah, I'm not going to do that because I'm too cool. Like, I hated that. I hated his voice. It was so frustrating.
Mm-hmm.
the girl kept trying to act like she was cool and kept, like, her acting was bad. Like, I've seen a lot of British TV. I've watched a lot of Doctor Who. I've seen some Downton Abbey. I've seen stuff. I know how British people act. She's British, by the way. And she just doesn't pull it off. It's not good. To me, she specifically felt like she was trying to be an edgy, cool character in a movie that was released in 2002.
I like your distinct time period.
Yeah.
That year, not 2001. Not 2003, but 2002.
Yeah, 2002. She's the epitome of edgy 2002.
Okay.
Or trying to be edgy, you know.
And British.
And British. And, like I said, he just... I don't know.
Maybe she just... Maybe the changeling affected her, you know. When she got switched at birth, she just couldn't handle it. And now she doesn't know who she really is.
I wish it would have affected her in positive ways. Like, increasing her acting ability.
You know.
The Blood Queen, I thought she was fairly forgettable.
She reminded me of someone you would see in, like, a Snow White movie.
Yeah, she...
But more edgy.
Right? This movie does that a lot. It tries to be edgy, and it's not. She reminds me of a specific actress, and I don't know which one. I just get this sense that she reminds me of a specific actress, and
yeah, when I first saw her, I thought I recognized her, but I didn't.
You know, she kind of reminds me of I forget the name, but the elf in Lord of the Rings, the first one, when they go into the forest and they meet the elves there. She kind of reminds me the way she acts, because she's very, like, low key a lot of the times. Mm-hmm. She kind of reminds me of that. Maybe that's where I'm getting that sense from.
I just kind of, when we were watching her, I just really got this vibe of, like, she's the Wicked Witch from Snow White.
Okay.
I don't know why. Okay. I mean, like, a modern day kind of
yeah.
one where, like, the queen's actually pretty and not
yeah.
ugly and old.
She just seemed really, like, her character seemed very flat. Like, she was almost too calm all the time.
Well, it's because she was powerful.
Was she?
I don't know.
Was she?
I don't know.
What did we ever see her do? We didn't actually see her do anything.
No, we did. She crippled those two witches.
You're right.
And that is one of the horror points.
Yeah, that actually... So there's a point where she, like, collapses these two witches' bodies onto each other, and they, like, very slowly contort into these strange shapes and, you know, bone crack and everything. That was pretty horrific. I actually really enjoyed that. that felt like something that this movie should be doing, mm-hmm. and everything else should be doing stuff like that, and it wasn't.
Yeah. So, like, we talked about this after the movie. You were saying, you know, if it's going to be rated R needs to have a purpose, not, you know, like, it needs to have a driving force that's going to carry it or whatever. And, like, you were saying that should mean, like, more scary things. And we literally counted, like, four moments through the movie that actually had, like, a scary element to it that made you go, like, oh, that's a little... And that scene was one of them, watching those witches go into weird...
Yeah.
Yeah.
Let me put it this way, because I don't know if I'm really articulating what I mean when I say if you're going to make it R or you're going to make it gory, like, make it part of it. I know they did a PG-13 cut of Deadpool. I haven't seen it, but in my mind, if you do a PG-13 cut of Deadpool, it's not the same movie anymore. If you do a PG-13 cut of this movie, it's the same movie. It doesn't matter. There's no difference. There's no impact.
Yeah, I would completely agree with that.
Yeah, it doesn't change the story at all. I mean, imagine PG-13 Game of Thrones. Doesn't really work. I mean, maybe you could kind of make it work. You'd have to cut a lot and refilm some stuff.
Yeah.
But it doesn't... It's so integrated mm-hmm. that it wouldn't work. And this movie doesn't do that. That's why the R rating, it doesn't benefit from.
Right.
None of the key moments or the key visuals,
mm-hmm.
require that rating. You could remove all of the gore and have it fit in a PG-13 movie.
Well, you could have gore in a PG-13 movie. The thing is that the gore that they use could probably work with the exception of maybe two pieces of it.
Yeah. No. Well, no. It's too over the top. Like, you wouldn't be able to do a lot of the blood.
Well, I mean, like, cut down the amount of blood, but for the most part, the gory scenes they have, they could reuse with the exception of, like, that thing removing that guy's face.
Yeah.
That's one I feel like warranted the rated R.
Okay.
And then, like, the scene where that weird thing takes the guy upside down and, like, separates him in half.
Rips him in half, yeah.
Yeah. That is a rated R scene.
Yes.
But, like, if you took those out...
It wouldn't change anything.
That's what yeah. I'm... Yeah. Yep. So I'm trying to prove your point.
Yep.
Sorry.
Yep. You're totally right. One thing, going back to the writing, we both completely agree on this, that definitely I felt for the first 30 or 40 minutes, I had no idea what the point of the movie was going to be. I had no mm-hmm. idea what the driving force was. Around that point, some things start to happen and you start to realize, oh, this is kind of the point of the movie, but I wouldn't really say this movie has much of a plot.
No, they could not juggle world building, what did I say, world building, character development,
and
the storyline, the plot. And the issue was that I know that they were trying to put in more people for the sake of, like, oh, the originals don't have these people, and these are important people from the comics, I'm assuming. I actually don't really know.
Yeah, I don't know.
And so we got to get them in there. And so they threw in all of these people, and you see all these, like, bad guys, and it's kind of like, well, who is the main bad person? Like, who's the main bad guy?
Mm-hmm.
Because there's, like, there's some you don't suspect, and then there's some that are, like the weird witchy upside down woman uh-huh. that's wanting his eye.
Uh-huh.
But then, like, you don't expect the club that hunts for giants to be bad people that are going to try to hurt him.
True.
True. So, I mean, it's just a lot of juggling of different things. And
Here's what the plot of this movie boils down to.
There's a witch.
There's a witch. She's in, like, six boxes.
Seven.
Seven boxes. Get the boxes. Put the witch together. Oh no. We gotta stop her. That's it. Literally. That's yeah. it.
And in during all of that, there's like, oh, if Hellboy does this, the world is going to come to an end. And you find out that he's like related to King Arthur. And
yeah, which was weird.
Yes.
Which I could go with that conceit if it was in a different movie.
And the reason that King Arthur is even, like, in this is because he's the one who defeats the Blood Queen, the witch, way back during his time. Because I, you
know, yeah. Which, honestly...
would have been a better movie.
It does... yeah. But it doesn't make a difference. It could have been anyone. The fact that it was him and it was Excalibur, there's no reason that couldn't have been any other sword. There's nothing special about the sword.
Well, I mean,
they never
I don't know
say,
if I agree with that.
They never say anything special about it.
Well, I mean, but I'm going to pull in a teacher moment here. You have to pull back on prior knowledge.
No. That's bad screenwriting.
I know, but I'm just saying that throughout history, people know who King Arthur is and Merlin and Excalibur and... I think that, I don't think it's bad screenwriting to use it.
No.
Because people can make connections to that because they do have that prior knowledge. So you're like, oh, that's kind of cool. And like, oh, so Hellboy's related to him? What? But the issue is that they didn't do a good job actually like writing it all out to make sense. But I don't think that there's an issue that they used him or Excalibur or anything like that. I think that they were trying to pull on that prior knowledge and everything.
Yeah, that's not what I didn't mean that it's bad screenwriting to use them. What okay. I meant was, it's bad screenwriting to assume that your audience knows the backstory of anything, bringing that prior knowledge. It's fine that people have a general idea of who King Arthur is. It's fine that they recognize mm-hmm. Merlin and Excalibur. Cool. All it takes is one line that says, Excalibur, the magic sword, it's the only one that can defeat her. Done. Problem solved.
I think they did say I don't think they did. I'm pretty sure.
Okay.
When they go and see that weird wizard thing, was that supposed to be Merlin? When they go to the cave? Oh,
yeah. That's definitely, yeah, they call that out. That's Merlin.
Okay. So when they go to see him, he says, take Excalibur. It's the only thing that can defeat her.
Did he?
Yeah, I'm like 95% sure.
Okay.
Had to lower some of my percentage because I could be wrong.
All right. So, I'm pretty sure he did. Let me ask you this then.
Okay.
There's a point where he goes to England mm-hmm. for some ancient sect of people. They hunt.
The Orion Club.
Yeah, sure.
You really didn't remember things. And you got on to me for saying how horrible this movie was when we were walking out.
So, no, that's not what I said. I said that... I don't even remember what I said, to be honest.
I know. You don't remember any of it. Okay.
Well, let's continue. So he goes to this place and they hunt giants.
Mm-hmm.
What
Some
was
weird looking giants
the
too.
Point of that being in this movie?
Just to get him to London. And so that he could learn the true story of his birth. And how he should have been murdered at the beginning. I guess it's to, like, call upon how he's always been destined to bring on the apocalypse. And that he's finally learning his background. I think that's what they were trying to get you to
Not good
to
enough.
Understand. I'm just saying.
No, you're right. But what I'm saying is, that's not a good enough reason. Because that's a good... 20-30 minutes of this movie?
Yeah, it's a long chunk of the movie. And
it doesn't have really anything to do with the movie. There are pieces in there that sort of kind of have to come into play later on.
Mm-hmm.
But they didn't have to be put in that setting. They could have been put in a much more natural for the plot setting.
Mm-hmm.
And could have been explained in other ways.
Right.
And I would even argue that they don't need the whole he's going to bring an end to the world thing in this movie.
No, that could be in the next movie.
That could have been the next, because they already did that in the last series, and they don't need to do it again here. And I'm upset because they lied to us in the trailers. They gave us that awesome shot of him riding a flaming dragon with a sword, and it's just a vision in this movie. It's not much longer than what they showed us in the trailer.
I had forgotten about the trailers, if I'm being completely honest.
That was like the coolest thing in the trailer. He's got the horns, the flaming crown, the sword.
Yeah, I know.
He's riding the dragon.
I saw it in the movie.
Sucks.
We haven't mentioned the like little henchman that worked for the Blood Queen. That like goes around collecting all of her stuff.
Oh. You mean,
the one that like shouldn't even be in the movie. They could have used one of the other gazillion characters.
You mean Bebop?
I was thinking that the entire time.
Bebop, which one is it? Bebop or Rocksteady?
I don't know.
All right, I'm going to look it up.
But yeah, during the movie, I was like, this guy looks like he is from Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles.
Yeah, so he looks like...
He's a pig.
He looks like Bebop. He's not a pig. He's a warthog.
Well, yes.
But he totally looks like Bebop. Like,
yes.
Not as outlandish, but...
Yes.
Yeah.
But he's as obnoxious.
Yes.
As Bebop.
Yes.
And I think it's funny that you mentioned that, because literally during the movie, I'm like... he's from Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles. Am I actually watching Hellboy? What did I get myself into?
And I'm glad you brought him up, because I also want to complain about him. As in a lot of movies, there is a digital version of him, and there is a puppet version of him. No problem there.
Mm-hmm.
The problem is that the puppet version doesn't look very good, and they only kind of show him in shadows. And then when they cut to the CG version, it also doesn't look good, but in a way different way. And it's very jarring to go from something that at least looks real
mm-hmm.
and moves poorly mm-hmm. to something that's very floppy in its movement mm-hmm. and looks bad.
Yep.
It's, mm-hmm. ah.
I just feel like they could have cut him out. They didn't need him. They could have used one of the other bad guy characters. Like, take over one of the Orion Club people. Like, have them somehow go to the dark side and decide that they want to resurrect the Blood Queen and become evil. That would have been a lot better.
Speaking of the dark side, we need to talk about the Star Wars trailer at the end of this.
Okay.
Anyway.
You didn't like my idea?
Kind of. I think it would have been better. You could leave him. Cut some of the other stuff. Because I don't think he needs to go to that sect at all. I don't know why they couldn't have just set the whole thing in London. And if they didn't want to do that, just send him to London.
Well, I mean, it starts off in Tijuana. Did you know vampires were there?
That was a good scene. I'll give that. Because this movie...
It does start off well.
Yeah, it does start off. It gives you hope. Because I was thinking when it started, I was like, I don't know why people don't like this. This was actually really good. That was a good opening fight scene. That was good gore,
because
it wasn't over the top. He gets stabbed through the center with...
He got staked.
The pole. So that's good. Sorry, I'm looking at my notes.
Slacker. Don't you have them memorized?
No, there's too much to complain about. The editing, also really bad. There are moments where it cuts to something and it doesn't feel like the previous scene was finished. There are times where it cuts from a really dark area to this really bright screen and it nearly blinds you in the theater.
Yes! I didn't like that.
Yeah.
At all.
That was very painful and frustrating. The editing's just all over the place. It doesn't feel polished.
Yeah, like this, and I guess this connects to editing, but the sister girl thing... Is her name, like, Mia? I feel like it's, like, an M name.
The sister girl.
His, like, buddy.
Oh, his buddy?
Yeah.
I don't know. She's psychic girl.
Yes. But, like, she can cough up ghost spirit things. We forgot to mention that. But the thing that comes out of her mouth, the ghosty thing.
Yeah.
They don't even look good. In some parts, they do. But it's, like, really weird because... I feel like they weren't done editing their bodies.
Yeah.
It's like it was missing a layer or two of something. I don't know.
I know what you mean. That stuff I can more forgive. Like when I say I can forgive a CG creature looking not photo real because of the low budget, that's the kind of stuff I'm talking about.
I don't care that it doesn't look real. It's just like it was missing something.
The first one didn't look as bad.
The professor. Professor, and he was on there the longest.
Because, here's the difference. The first one they did was completely CG. The professor, when they did him, the goopy stuff was CG, but it was actually his head that they filmed.
That's stupid.
That's why it looked off, because...
Yeah, because it was like, here was the body, and then it was like, oh, his face looked perfect. And I'm like, but that doesn't make any sense, because the other one didn't look right. And it was I didn't like it.
Yeah, they did a bad job putting those together.
Yeah, they did.
Yeah. Other thing with the editing, the music in this movie is also all over the place. The music cues they use, I don't like at all. Okay, I'll take that back. There's like two times I like the music in this movie. One of them is during the flying dragon scene, because that's awesome, but it lasts all of 20 seconds. And then I think I liked the credit music. Pretty much everything else.
He only liked the credit music because it meant it was over.
You might not be wrong. Everything else... It felt like a 14-year-old. Oh, let's put on this awesome hardcore rock music because it's cool while he's doing action. Yeah. No.
Yeah.
It's not cool. At least not the way you use it. Iron Man uses rock music, and that is awesome.
Mm-hmm.
Guess what? You didn't do it like Iron Man does it. You did it bad.
They did a lot of bad things.
They did a lot of bad things. And you can feel this low budget. I might have mentioned this. I don't know if I've already said this.
Yeah, you can.
This movie had a budget, reportedly, of $50 million in 2019. The first movie, which came out, I don't know, 2005, 2006 maybe.
Not 2002?
No. Somewhere around the mid-2000s. Mid to late 2000s. It had a budget of $66 million. A decade prior.
Wow. It felt better.
It did. You know why? Because they worked within their budget constraints.
Yes. You can tell that they didn't.
No.
I really feel like it was, we've got to have all this stuff in here because it's going to be amazing if we have that stuff. And it won't matter that things don't look perfect because people will just be happy to see their characters on screen.
Yeah, definitely. All right. Well, no, I got some more bad stuff before we talk about the good stuff. I want to end on the good stuff because there's not very much of it. Other bad stuff. The teaser at the end. I think it's the teaser. I don't know. It might be during the end of the movie. I think it's at the end of the movie. They go find this pod that is supposed to be Abe Sapien. You see his hand.
Is that like the water creature thingy?
Yeah.
In the... Okay. What a weird name for him.
Abe Sapien?
Abe. Okay. Sounds like you were saying ape.
No.
And I'm like, Abe. But that...
A-B-E. That's him.
That makes a lot more sense now. Continue. Sorry.
But this movie's never going to get a sequel.
No.
And that felt so forced. And again, they put that dumb... bad music behind it. I'm trying to think what the teasers were. Because there was definitely a mid-credits one.
Was that not the mid-credit one?
Maybe that was the mid-credits.
And then the very end, it was... I'd like to say I remember. But all I was thinking about was going and getting food. Because I was done.
I don't even remember. It was something else. It doesn't even matter. That's how much we remember. It didn't matter. Okay, Courtney.
No, wait. It was that Bobby Baba.
Oh,
that weird crawling thingy.
We're going to get to her in a
second.
Her.
It was a scene with her.
It was her.
But you don't see who she's talking to. And the people behind us were like, oh, is this the person?
Yeah.
But then they didn't, you couldn't see them, so they were just speculating.
Yeah.
They were clearly Hellboy fans.
Kind of. Like, they didn't know.
You could tell, like, they knew the comics, I feel like, a little bit more than we did.
Oh, definitely more than we do, because that's none at all.
Right.
But I think, at best, they were casual fans. Just the way they were talking, like, you can kind of tell.
Mm-hmm.
So this person is talking to the camera and you're seeing through this person that we don't see, their eyes, you're seeing through their eyes, and she tells him that if he does this thing, she'll let him die. And they said, the people behind us finally said, oh, that must be the sand guy. The sand guy they're talking about is from the first Hellboy movie. He's the Nazi that was like a clockwork Nazi that... like can turn himself off. I don't know if you remember. And then he can turn himself back on and
it's been so long.
From my understanding, he's not even part of the comics. They made that up for the movie.
Really?
So I don't know why they would do a teaser with that for the movie when...
maybe he's since appeared in the comics.
That's totally possible. I mean, it's happened a lot with like Marvel stuff.
Oh, I know.
So, I don't know. Anyway... not important. We'll never find out what happens. Okay, the good stuff.
And if we do, we would be very shocked by it.
There were, according to my list, 4 good things in this movie.
He does make these lists, like, as soon as the movie's ending, during the credits, while we're waiting for the after-credit scenes, he's making notes.
Yeah, I have opinions about things, and I know that I'm going to forget those if I don't write them down. But especially for a bad movie, because I'm just going to try to forget it. But even for a good movie, usually I have lots of good things to say or things I've noticed that I will later forget because it's a 2-hour movie. Anyway, okay, so we talked about earlier how he goes to London or England first and the, I think you said Osiris or something.
Yeah, Osiris, Orion.
The group. I don't know.
I feel like it was like an Egyptian god.
So they're telling him, oh yeah, we need your help to hunt these giants. Which, to be honest, I always thought was odd that they needed his help. And so he goes on this trip, and all of a sudden, they stab him and try to kill him. I really liked that turn, because that was completely unexpected.
Agreed.
I didn't see it out of anywhere. It doesn't ever pay off.
No.
It just serves as a way to stall him. If they would have taken that and actually written consequences for that, it would have been a fantastic beat in the movie. As it is, it's not a good beat, but specifically the surprise of them stabbing him and trying to kill him, I liked.
Right.
Next, we keep talking about this old lady, this upside down lady. This is the best part of this movie. And I don't know what her name... Oh, wait.
It's like Baba.
It's Baba something.
Look it up.
But, okay.
We should at least have one person's name correct in this entire podcast, with the exception of Hellboy, because, you know.
I don't think it deserves it.
You don't think that the person you thought was the coolest character doesn't deserve to have an actual name?
Okay, you're right. keep talking. I gotta find
okay.
this.
Okay. Well, how's everybody doing? How's your car ride to work?
We're doing great, Courtney.
That was weird.
Well, you can't hear them. So I was trying to stand in for them.
Maybe they don't need to be stood in for. I don't know. Why is it taking so long?
Because she's not listed in the characters.
Well, that's horrible.
Also, we were wrong. The very after credit scene is where Hellboy meets his hero from the 40s.
Oh, yeah. Lobster
Claw. Johnson.
Lobster Johnson, whatever. He has a claw.
I'm pretty sure is played by Sandman from Spider-Man 3.
I couldn't figure out who it was. His voice was very noticeable. But maybe you should do like IMDb or something to get...
Yep, Thomas Hayden Church. Definitely played him. Totally called that. I feel good. Okay, so...
Good job.
Her name is Baba Yaga.
Oh, see, I was close.
Oh, and this actually has a name for the person she was talking to. Look at you, Wikipedia. She's talking to... Koshchi? It's Russian?
The Immortal.
The Immortal, the Deathless. This is actually taking me to an actual historic article in folklore.
I think because Hellboy is supposed to be inspired off of actual folklore.
A lot of it, yeah.
I mean, which is probably another reason why they use King Arthur and Excalibur and Merlin. And while you're in there, will you look up the character, the friend, the helper? I want to know her name is.
Oh, the girl?
Yeah.
The girl's name is Alice.
Alice, dang it. But her last name starts with an M, and that's where I got it. If they ever said her name.
Also, she's supposed to be of Irish descent.
I don't think so. I mean, she doesn't sound like it, but...
She does not have... Maybe far back, but not recently. Anyway, back to the old lady. So, Baba Yaga, who, again, I know nothing about. She is this old... I think she's a witch. And she, like, doesn't have her legs. She's got, like, wooden peg legs.
Yeah.
And it's almost like her spine is, like, super flexible. She does, if you've ever seen, like, The Grudge or The Ring.
Where she walks, like, the crab walk.
Yeah, the crab walk where she walks with her back facing the floor. Mm-hmm. She does that a lot and stuff like that. Her design, her makeup... Mm-hmm. And her design is amazing. Mm-hmm. It reminded me, I've never seen Pan's Labyrinth, but it reminded me of something I would see in Pan's Labyrinth. It was really good. She was very creepy.
Yeah, she was.
There were parts where I wasn't sure how they did the makeup because it looked like her mouth went all the way up her cheek and it moved really well. Her, I didn't love because I'm not a big fan of scary things, but I loved because it was a scary thing that I was wanting in this movie. Mm-hmm. She was the best part of it. They should have put her in it more because she's only in it for 7 minutes, maybe at most.
She's probably where they spent their budget.
Right. Her house is pretty cool too. It's the house.
It's like Howl's Moving Castle.
It is kind of like that. Yeah. It's got chicken legs.
It does.
Yep.
If you've ever seen, oh my gosh, I'm blanking.
Howl's Moving Castle?
Yes.
Studio Ghibli.
Thank you. I was going to say that, but thank you. Yes, that. It is, it has that element to it.
Yep. So she was.
What is the witch's name in that movie? Isn't there a witch?
It might be Baba.
Isn't there a witch called Baba? Other than like in Dragon Ball, because that's who I keep thinking of. But there's someone else that has one.
Baba is from Spirited Away, isn't she?
I think so. I know one of them has one.
All right, keep talking. I'll look it up.
Yay. So, friends, I hope you've been enjoying this. If you haven't, please send all of your hate mail directly to Jacob. You're welcome to email the podcast about this episode, and we will forward it to Jacob. Other than that, I am sorry you're stuck with me. This was not my plan for the evening. So, yeah.
I can't find it.
Okay.
All right. Anyway, I'm not going to waste too much time on that. So that was really good. One of the other really good parts that we kind of already talked about was the witches when they're being pulled into themselves.
Yeah.
Collapsing with the bone breaking and stuff. Really good horror stuff.
Just that scene.
Not even that scene. That shot.
Is that not the same as the scene?
No.
Sorry. Right. No. I don't need it.
Film theory.
No.
Film.
I'm sorry, people.
All right.
We agreed this episode was going to be short.
So, a scene is...
encompasses the whole thing.
It encompasses the whole location, right? A shot is specifically where you're looking at one thing, and then when it cuts to a different shot, those are two different shots.
Yeah.
So, just the shot of them being killed, basically.
Yay. All right, and what's point four?
The last awesome thing, a cool thing in this movie was
let me guess, the dragon?
I'm not counting the dragon because the dragon hurt my feelings.
Okay. Honey, you'll get better dragons on Game of Thrones.
He took that sword and he shoved it into my heart, killed my emotions for it. That was cool, but it wasn't long enough. It didn't have any consequence. Okay. At the end, when he gets the sword, demons spawn up from the ground and everything.
From hell?
Yes. But specifically the ground.
Yeah, where do you think hell is?
I mean, I could answer that, but I might get in trouble. It's not at my house. I'm just kidding. I was trying to make a joke. It was a bad joke.
It was really bad.
Well, because if I just would have said it, you would have got really mad. Because I could have been like, never mind.
All right, let's just continue. Demons sprouting from the ground.
Yeah, so there's these giant demons. Again, looks like something out of Pan's Labyrinth, which is funny because that was directed by Guillermo del Toro, who was the one that did the first two Hellboy movies. But they come out of the ground, they start killing people and like,
ripping people's faces off. Ripping
people's skin off, really. That was, again, horrific. There's this one that's got, like, spiky legs, and it's stepping on people and impaling them. And, like, that stuff, that's the kind of stuff I want from an R-rated Hellboy movie. So that was really good. Other than that, it's all bad.
Yep.
I rest my case.
Okay. And that was all that she wrote. I don't know. You wrote.
Whoever. I believe what you meant to say was that was that and this is this. It's time for what you've been up to.
Sure.
So, Courtney, what have you yourself been up to?
I've been playing a lot of Sims.
Ah, yes, The Sims.
Yes.
Sims 4.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yep.
That it?
I've been doing that, and I started watching True Blood from HBO.
Oh, yeah, that has been since you've been on.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
There a lot of blood in that?
Not as much as you would think.
No. Cool.
Yep.
All right.
Yet, at least. Hopefully there's more.
How much have you watched?
I have officially finished seasons 1 and 2.
What? You just started it.
Well, you know me. If you're not holding me back, I can go through a lot of stuff.
Okay, well, would you recommend it to people?
Yes, I would. But it's not... We've had this conversation. It's not HBO today. As in, like, it's not the it's not at the quality of Game of Thrones or anything like that. It's not at, like, the quality of Westworld. But it's got a good story to it. It's interesting. The actress, Anna Paquin, does a better job with her southern accent in the show than she does in X-Men, so...
Yeah, I will say, I haven't been watching it, but I've seen some stuff. The acting in the first couple episodes I thought was pretty poor. But
yeah, I will say, like, it was hard to get into. I felt like normally I try to give it a season, or at least half of the season. And if I'm not hooked by then, you know. However, my thing was is that I've heard good about it, and it has 7 seasons. So it was a decently running show. I think it has a total of like 81 episodes. So surely they wouldn't have made that much if it was bad.
Yeah, no, I think that the acting has definitely gotten better.
Yes.
From what I've seen. But mm-hmm. I, like I said, I haven't really been watching it.
Yeah. The ending for season 2 was interesting. I'm really excited to see what's going to happen in season 3. I will say it is kind of weird. Like, you have, like, the bad thing in season 1. And, like, season 2 starts off, and they're, like, trying to start and, like, give you a new bad guy. But it's weird how they lay it out.
Mm.
It's just weird.
Yeah.
So, it's also odd because I guess I expected more like vampires and more not like supernatural, but and not like Vampire Diaries, but more like dark, more vampire. I guess that would be the best way to say it.
I think I know what you're saying.
Yeah.
It's not as dark as you would expect it to be.
Yeah, and I mean, and that might change because they're definitely introducing more vampires into the show and like really old vampires. So I'm curious
Nosferatu?
To see. No.
Dracula?
No.
Dracula?
No.
The one from What You Do in the Shadows? What We Do in the Shadows?
I know who you're talking about.
No, I'm saying any of them?
Oh, no. But I do want to watch that show.
Eh, I watched the trailer.
You didn't like the trailer?
The trailer looked like a complete retread of the movie. Like, they even made the same jokes.
Well, that's because, who knows? We should at least give it an episode.
Yeah, maybe.
Okay.
What else?
I feel like that's all I've really been doing.
Oh, cool.
What have you been up to?
Not much. I feel like that's what I've been saying the last 3 or 4 episodes. Like I said, I've been working a conference this week, and so I've had to work much longer hours. We're recording this on Saturday, the Saturday before it comes out, so almost a week ahead of time.
Mm-hmm.
So we're very early, but... I'm having to do that because I will also be at a conference next week. So I've been really busy. I haven't had much time to do stuff. In the small times that I have had, we finished Parks and Rec.
Yeah.
Which was good.
The, was it ready to say goodbye to it?
Yeah, the final episode was okay. It had good moments. I think it could have been better. But Parks and Rec as a whole, as a series, definitely check it out.
Yeah.
Very good, if you haven't seen it. The other things that I have been doing is really keeping up with Star Wars Celebration, because that's been going on over the past 2 or 3 days.
Mm-hmm.
And yesterday, they had the Episode 9 panel, and we saw the trailer. I'm sure this will be old news by the time you guys listen to this, but I thought the trailer was fantastic. What did you think?
It made me really excited for the movie. Because I haven't really thought anything about the new Star Wars coming out and what that meant. And I just haven't really thought about it.
Yeah.
And seeing the trailer, I'm like, okay, I'm pumped. I'm ready to get back into the Star Wars.
I will say, this kind of hurts my heart a little bit to say this. I'm excited for Endgame, but I saw the trailer, and it kind of made me forget about my hype for Endgame.
No, I didn't get that.
I did.
You're weird.
I did. I really liked this trailer. I know that there were concerns about whether JJ can do an original movie or not with Star Wars, but it seems like he is. The Death Star stuff, it being in the ocean, looks really cool. Totally came out of nowhere. Palpatine's coming back.
Did they confirm that was the Death Star in the ocean?
I don't know if they've confirmed it, but it is. You can see
okay,
it.
Okay, I wasn't sure.
We don't know if it's the first one or the second one. It's more probable it's the second one, because when that's on the screen, Luke is saying nobody's ever really gone. Mm-hmm. And then right after that's when the Palpatine laugh comes in. What was that again? Give me your best Palpatine.
I don't know it. I just isn't even a laugh.
No, like not the laugh.
I can't do his voice. I don't even distinctly hear it in my head to do it.
Oh. That makes me sad.
You do it.
Trying
to put me on the spot. Let's see
what unlimited power.
Okay.
That's one of his lines. Funny. Lord Vader.
Yeah. It's pretty close.
Pretty good?
Yeah.
Yeah? Okay, cool. Yeah. Anyway. yeah, so that was good stuff. And then today, they showed us the first stuff from Star Wars Jedi Fallen Order, which is the video game. It is coming out November of this year.
November 15th.
Yeah, honestly, I was a little disappointed by what I saw. It doesn't look very Star Wars from the trailer they showed us. There wasn't any gameplay.
Yeah.
But it looked more like Watch Dogs or Detroit.
I got the Detroit feeling too.
Yeah, it felt more like that than
We've
it felt like
really
Star Wars.
We've been really on sync lately with all this stuff.
That's right. Boom. I wish you could have seen that, everyone. She says, "We've been really in sync." And then she does a high five, I do a fist, and then I change to a high five as she changes to a fist, and we do the high five fist. That was wonderful. That was like a bit from a sitcom. Anyway.
That's what happens in Parks and Rec with Ron and Leslie.
That's true. We've been watching too much Parks and Rec. We really are in sync. Anyway, so yeah, I'm a little disappointed by that. I'm sure that the actual game will be very Star Wars-y.
Mm-hmm.
It's just what they showed specifically didn't look like that. So.
Yeah, it didn't. However, whoever was voicing, they had a cool voice. That kind of like made me pay attention more.
I don't remember if it was the voice of the character or not. Oh. But the character is supposed to be played by... I don't remember his name, but he's the guy that plays the Joker in Gotham, I believe.
Mm.
So, he kind of looks like him too. Anyway, that's all I've been doing. Really, really not very much.
Yeah, I was about to say, I don't feel like you have much to talk about for you've been up
to. It's only been a couple days since we've recorded the last episode.
Yeah, and you've been so busy.
Yeah.
He hasn't been playing video games.
Ugh. I came home yesterday and just laid on the couch. I hate taking naps. And I just laid on the couch. I didn't do anything all night. I didn't sleep. I just laid there. I was so tired. I'm still tired.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I remember another thing. I finished book 4 of Harry Potter.
Oh, cool. This new exciting book series. Tell me about it. I'm just kidding. I'm just kidding.
Sarcastic much?
Sorry.
All right, well.
You like it, though?
Yeah, I really enjoyed it. It might have been my favorite out of what I've read so far.
Cool.
And I started book 5
today. Awesome.
All right, well, that was all.
All right, well, that does it for this week. If you want to hear about a movie that's better than this movie, any movie, just go check out last week's episode, Shazam, where me and Zach had a awesome chat about it. And
he is conveniently also in red and has superpowers.
Superpowers.
All right. Let's just roll to the end.
All right, guys. We want to say thank you to Taylor Poole for our wonderful intro and outro music that he did for us. You can find him at taylorpoolemusic.com. That's TaylorPoole music.com.
And as always, you should go check out CNC Power Hour over on Twitch. They stream Magic the Gathering on Sundays and various other games throughout the week. I'm not going to pull a Zach and ask you if they're doing Kingdom Hearts because I know better.
Zach is clueless when it comes to them. He's like, what? What is this Twitch thing? What is a Twitch? Who's a Twitch? Twitch!
Yes. So, I actually don't know what video games they're playing. They should really be letting us know so we could actually give that shout out on that. But you should definitely check them out. Chris and Andy are awesome, and so is Clay. Anyone else that's a part of that?
All right. Also, while you are on the interwebs checking them out, please check out our website, cuzwernerds.com, where you can find all of our episodes and information about us as well. Thanks for listening to Cuz We're Nerds. Stay up to date with all the nerdy news and podcast drops by following us on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. You can also leave us comments and feedback at cuzwernerds@gmail.com. That's cuzwernerds@gmail.com. And as always, if you enjoyed this podcast, and we know you did, we would love it if you could leave us a 5-star review on iTunes, or whatever you're listening to this on. Thanks for joining us, and we'll see you next week. As always, stay nerdy! You gonna go?
Sure. Welcome to Cause We're Nerds, the podcast that... Sorry. I can't see it. It's too far away. Welcome to Cause We're Nerds, the podcast that covers trends and new releases and... It's too far away. I can't see the notes.
How do you not know it?
I don't know. I thought I had it memorized. At one point, I think I did.
Welcome to Cuz We're Nerds, the podcast. Nope. See, now you've messed me all up.
How did I mess you up?
You messed up my normal gait, my speaking gait.
Welcome to Cuz We're Nerds, the podcast that covers trends and new releases. It releases in movies. Nope, comics.
Nope, wrong. All right.
Got this. Everyone quiet. No talking. I'm looking at you, Spider-Man.
You good now? Mm-hmm. Nice.
And that was all.
That's all, folks.
Yeah, I don't think we have copyrights for that.
That's it, folks. See, I changed it slightly. So it's out of copyright now.
Yeah, I don't want to get sued. Just...
Jacob, you must do what you feel is right.